at 7 minutes after the hour. And as promised, it's time now for the Athlete of the Week program being brought to you by the Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to announce our Athlete of the Week, Aiden Davis from Onsted Basketball. And Aiden, welcome to Inside the Cave, and congratulations on being named our Athlete of the Week.
It. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. And
he came bearing gifts, too.
He did. Oh, my goodness.
Coach Maska sent him with breakfast for so donuts. So.
Well, thank you. Thank you to Onsted Basketball. Well, it's kind of early in the season, but you got off to a pretty good start.
Yeah. We're 3-0 right now. Defense hasn't really been the best. We're 3-0, so we're getting it done, but we've got to improve on a lot of areas.
So defense, you say, is an area that the team has to work on. So what are you doing to improve your defense?
We're doing 90% of practices are defensive drills at the moment, and then the other 10% are shooting. So we have we finally started hitting threes. I think we doubled the amount of threes we've hit. Tuesday night? I think we had 10. We had 5 the last 2 games. So we're finally starting to shoot it well. So, yeah.
Well, I think that was a big difference on Tuesday also. I mean, they were, Hudson hitting Horwath was just unconscious in that first quarter.
Crazy.
He was hitting some deep ones. And so, Connor Zuhl matched a few of those. And, talk about defense. So you guys really shut them down the last three quarters and stepped up and played a lot harder, made it a lot more challenging for them to get a shot off because Hudson didn't get a three. They didn't make a three after that first quarter. So you guys did a lot better job stepping up and hitting threes and then playing defense and not allowing them to do anything.
I think we had, 16 in the first quarter, then 4, 4, and 8 the following three quarters.
Yeah, so it shut them down well. The tough thing about, watching that game and what you're going to run into is teams that don't match you in size are going to try to double you front, back, and make it hard for you to even get a look, or when you do get a shot, get the ball, hard for you to go up. How do you work through that in knowing that you're going to have that and also trying to keep your cool some, too, because knowing that you're going to get hacked, so, the whole hack a shack type of thing. That's going to happen a lot. Do you kind of step back and try to keep your composure through that?
It's tough keeping your head there. Sometimes you just got to take a breath and step out. But Coach Mask is really good at that. He's not sitting me in the post. He's getting me out, setting screens, popping, just getting me in ball screens to get out of the post, get out of all that, because I got in foul trouble early, so we had to kind of be smart about it. So.
Well, the first two games, I mean, you averaged, 35 or 36 and 14 and a half rebounds, and I know, that's not going to happen all season, but, it's nice when you can get some other guys involved like you did the other night, and I think that most teams, when we talked to Coach Mask at the coach's preview, talked about, hey, if I'm a team, I'm going to front him, guard him from behind and make other people beat us. And I know you're probably going to run in that a lot, so you're going to have to rely on a lot of your teammates to step up and make sure they're hitting baskets, because when they do, that's going to open it back up for you.
Yeah, I've got all the trust in the world on our team. We have some great shooters. Connor Zuhl, JT Hill knocked a few down, Aiden Paukan, Bradley Rembrandt. We've got shooters all around, so we just got to start making them.
Yeah.
Well, with a guy with a target on your back, as we said, teams are going to double, maybe even triple team you, and it's not just the physical game; it's the mental game that you have to really work on too. Can you explain how you balance the mental game versus the physical game?
There's a lot of trash talking. You really can't get that stuck in your head. Obviously, you just can't sit there and fight in the post because that'll really get you to hate a guy. It's just taking a step back and taking a deep breath, whether it's in a timeout, just talking to my dad, getting him out of my head. So it's kind of all mental, just getting out of it.
Well, and the one thing, too, when they play you like that, you're going to get to the line a lot. So that's probably a very important thing for you is to make sure that you're hitting free throws because, you got to make them pay for that. Is that thing that – do you guys work on that a lot?
Yeah. We'll – in between each thing we do in practice, we'll shoot, I think it's probably 5 minutes free throws. So, yeah, we definitely got to get that out.
Yeah.
Well, your brother, of course, Austin, played at U of M, and I'm sure he has given you some pointers on what to do, maybe what not to do. Can you tell us maybe some of the things that he's helped you with?
He's in North Carolina, so he's not really with me in person. But we usually have a nice, like, half-an-hour phone call afterwards, and he'll tell me all the things I did right, all the things I did wrong, all the things I need to fix. So, really, just when I'm posting up, you got to get lower, hands up, so you don't draw those fouls. Just critiquing all my play. So it's just really all around.
Now, has he helped you and probably Coach Mask as well through this early part of the recruiting process? Because it's kind of, you know, Austin had to go through that, and, you know, Coach Mask had to do it with him, and I know he probably learned a lot of things going through that with Austin. And is that also, you know, with your dad being both coach and, you know, parent, having to work through that recruiting side too, has that helped for your process going through this to make it a little easier since it's a second time around?
It's helped tremendously. It's made it much easier. I'm really not a talkative guy, as you guys may know. So they just made it a lot easier, helped me out, like, oh, when to say this, how to say this, how to make it sound right. So it's just made it incredibly easy.
Yeah, and just the contacts that are out there. It was funny when I was first talking to Coach Mask about it too. He said, yeah, got a lot of these same phone numbers, but some of these coaches are all at different places now from where they were the first time.
Yeah.
Well, you are a junior now, so you got another year left in high school. But I'm sure the schools have contacted you. And anything you want to talk about as far as some of the schools?
I think I'm gonna keep most of that private for now. But
yep.
Yeah.
But they're coming and looking.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now, I know, you know, talking to Dad the other night, too, that you missed some of the workouts in the fall when you're getting hurt during football, and so you kind of, you know, lost a little bit of some of the individual workouts to them. So, is that probably your last season of football?
Yeah. I'm going to hang up the cleats, so don't really want to risk anything more major than that. Yeah.
So, how is the knee?
It's good. Cleared. It was 2 months ago now, so I've kind of been working on stabilizing it and all that, so it's really good now.
All right. We're talking with Aiden Davis from Onsted Basketball. We have to break for a commercial message, but we'll be right back and talk more with our Athlete of the Week. Stay tuned.
Are you heading to college in the fall? The Lenawee County Education Foundation wants to help. Visit www.lisd.us/scholarships and apply for scholarships today. Thanks to our donors, LCEF awards nearly $500,000 in college scholarships to local students each year. Get the support you need to pursue your higher education dreams. All applications and supporting materials are due February 28th, so get started today.
Back with Aiden Davis, our Athlete of the Week from Onsted Basketball. And Aiden, I know it's a long season, and it's pretty early in the season, but who are some of the teams that you have circled on your calendar that are must-wins for you?
In the league, I'd say Ida. They played us really tough last year. I think we won by one or two. So I really want to get back at them and see what they have this year. We've got a few tough out-of-leaguers. They're going to be something else. Slipping my mind.
Well, and that's one thing with Coach Maskin talking about. Some of your non-league games, you've got, you know, the Round Ball Classic that you're playing up in Detroit over the holidays. You got Plymouth, who's got some bigs. I think it's one of the Toledo area teams got some bigger guys too. So it is kind of nice that you're going to be able to get some challenges and some matchups against guys that are going to be a little more similar to you, so that way your game and everybody else can kind of work through that, as opposed to, you know, having a team like a Hudson or, you know, some of the other schools that you're playing that doesn't have a really a post player. So you're going to have some challenges, and that's going to be fun and kind of really open up your game, because the further you guys go in the tournament, the more you're going to run into teams similar to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be quite fun playing against another big, so I don't have to get double team the whole game and beat up on. Plus, it'll challenge me on defense to actually play some post defense, not just sit there setting screens and
So, who are some of the bigs that you're going to go up against? Do you know any of these guys?
I don't know
guys?
Any by name, but yep. I know the one is a 6'10 big. He's pretty built, so excited for that one.
And you are 6'10.
So
that should be a good matchup.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Great.
Now, one thing, you know, you talk about working on, you know, post defense and things like that, and I know, you know, your AAU team, you play a lot different than what you do at Onset, and how does that game translate from what you have to do in the summer and who you play with and how you play, and then coming back and playing the high school game?
Well, in the AAU, I definitely say we have a lot more competition, but we also have a lot more skill on our team.
Right.
It's a lot different. Don't get as many paint or as many post touches and a lot more screens, rebounding a lot more. And then defensively, you're almost always going to have an actual big, so you're always going to have to be post defense. So.
Yeah, that makes it more of a challenge. But also, that's where some of the coaches that are recruiting you too can see how you play against that competition, as opposed to, you know, playing some of the LCAA teams that don't challenge you per se, as well as some of the other schools.
Well, Aiden, we want to say congratulations for being the LISD Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. Again, congratulations and good luck the rest of the way.
Appreciate it.
All right. Aiden Davis, our Athlete of the Week.